what Baba is speaking about today, the influence of Paramat. That is the ideas, opinion, selfish motive, their own analyzing things, filled with doubt, criticism. It is just like what it makes the chimney of this lamp lantern black. The lantern is thinking I am burning, but light is not around. Because in real good oil, if mixed is, dust is mixed, another kind of cheap oil is mixed in it, gradually the black soot smoke increases, and this dust in the form of this black soot covers the light. Same is the influence of Paramat. And we think that, yes, I am knowledgeable soul, I am light, I am giving the light to everyone. But even my own selfish motive or any kind of other desire of achievement from others is there. Light is lit. Even a candle light, it burns and it lets go the wax. So if its own what is it possessing, it is giving the wax. It's free from selfish. And wick is on with the light of three things together. It's light. Second thing, it is the heat, fire, and third thing is the form. When you switch on the light of candlelight, the light is lit, all three are emerged. You blow out the candle, all three are gone. So in the same way, when the mind is really three, mind, intellect, and divine sanskaras, elevated sanskaras, when the soul is soul conscious, with it clean, pure oil of knowledge, the power of love, godly love, and let go of my own criticism, opinion, comments, mixture, the light is really shining. So when the soul with three powers, the mind is clean, peaceful, still, silent. The intellect is detached, connected with Baba, divine, and sanskaras are elevated. It is the fire of godly love, just following Shri Mat. No Man Mat, no Paramat is mixed in it. Then this light becomes lighthouse. It dispels the darkness. And the soul is giving, moving becomes mobile lighthouse, moving lighthouse, giving light, and remains light. Lightness is there. So every day we need to check that, am I following Shri Mat? Is it any other influence of my own selfish motive? So then doubt begins to come in it. Why, what, how? Light begins to fluctuate. So stability, strength, no many how storms are there. With determination, we follow Baba's Shri Mat with full faith. Purity becomes our foundation. Darkness is dispelled. Of our own darkness we create. Or influence, attraction, temptation. is not pulling us. And that, because when Paramat, we don't see with our own intellect, we begin to see with somebody else's eyes, we begin to hear with somebody else's ear, and we begin to speak about what somebody else has spoken. And it is mixture, dust, creates the atmosphere, confusion, fear, tension, doubt. This is why Shrimat is the real thing is, am is my mind, intellect and sanskaras pure? Following Shrimat means purity. I'm holy, holy swan. Seeing, of course, intellect is able to see the defect. Understanding is different thing. But to take in rubbish is weakness. Is body conscious of others, body conscious of mine, my own selfish motive or somebody else's influence. This is why Shrimat is the foundation, faith is the foundation, and purity is the power. So I have to check all the time. Another aspect is, then when I begin to see with somebody else's eyes, I don't see actually as they are what they are. Paradarshan. Second thing Baba speaking about, you begin to see because it is lack of own understanding and seeing with somebody else's eyes, wearing that colored glass, then you begin to see them in the same way. Same kind of vision, and doubt. You understand that there's not whatever others have related, that person's account is not with you, but what behavior they had with each other. We begin to see and behave in the same way, with same attitude, with same vision. So it's very important that I switch this Pardarshan into Swadarshan. Swadarshan Chakradhari. By Swadarshan, I am cutting the head of whatever in my head, my doubt, influence, my own weakness. So I have to see what I am seeing, but Swadarshan is a mirror. Mirror is in front of me. I am seeing myself with two different vision. That is what Baba has given me, the realization, who am I? I am child of the Almighty Authority. I am the Sun Dynasty soul. I am a pure and peaceful soul. The vision that Baba has given to me of my eternal form, of my original form, and of my divine deity form, or angelic or worship-worthy form. This is, but very important is, of course, this will create a lot of intoxication. A great happiness will be there. But have to be careful, have to be balanced with that. Every morning, a beautiful song we hear, Hum sa nahi koi zamane mein, no one in the world is like us who has the knowledge of the Creator and creation. Hum sa nahi koi zamane mein, rachna ka gyan jase, who has the knowledge of the Creator and who has knowledge of creation. But make sure, first lesson in the morning, Amrit Vela every day, aisa bhi banana hoga jise koi nahi abhiman kabhi. One who does not have any kind of body conscious or ego, This ego is like the mixed oil again, which dims the light and soot creates. And then I think I am lit, but I am not becoming a lighthouse or mighthouse. So it's very important to see also what is my own inner weaknesses through introspection. In order to be free from egocentric consciousness, body consciousness, it is the mirror of introspection, inner inspection, maturity to check my own attitude, to check my own wish, to check my own vision, or my own learnings that actually how long it takes me to change a simple habit. And I sometimes don't realize that I am gossiping or I am seeing others how I want to see them, or how their opinion of others is influencing me. I have to check my own self and what vision Baba has given to me. Then my own detached observer, I observe myself. Of course it takes time to change the old habits. Old habits die, takes long time, but definitely it is yoga of the intellect again. Honest introspection, realization is the first step. That is a realization, but relationship with Baba, yoga power, then makes me see what is wrong is there. So you don't become depressed, but you say, thank you Baba, you have given me the mirror so I am able to see myself. And I don't need to compare anybody with myself. Yes, I see, want to see, will see. So I protect my own self from the negativity, weaknesses, old habits, desires, vices, and also from Maya, Ramana, because this is influencing me. Somebody asked, what is difference between Maya and Ramana? What is the meaning of 10 heads? Ramana is very visible, forceful. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, and ego. But Maya is so subtle. Doubt, wrong desires, jealousy, hatred, competition, rejection. This kind of inner beginning, Maya brings Ramana. Maya and Ramana, not two are separate, so 10 heads, and they both begin to rule inside. And so it's very, very important that I see my own, which from which door, from my eyes or from my ears or from my tongue or from my mouth, I am able to change. Then Baba says, you will become lighthouse, mobile lighthouse, might house, mobile museum, Baba used to say, that then your face will do service. Words are not needed, but your presence will do service. And this is, it means, then automatically, it's not Ramana's head, separate one, but my own head is chopped off. And I become Ganesh, wisdom. This Ravana said makes me Ravana, Maya Ravana. And then when I let go, Baba cut my head with Swadarshan Chakra, with sense realization, then I am Ganesh. The head is also chopped off. It means all these sense organs. I am not afraid of that. It's okay. Baba says, don't worry about who people would say, what will happen, whether my name will be defamed or what. how my relatives will say, how society will say, this is nose. Let go of big nose, small nose, I put a big nose. Ganesh has a very big sound trunk. What would the Amaya coming from the ears? Right? Somebody is gossiping. They are not harming you, but they are harming themselves as well. And you then eventually say, don't worry, let go. I put fan around your ears. So then fan away, because the things came flying from one to another. So then Maya will not come to you. I make your eyes very small. Elephant has not big eyes. Body very big. Eyes very small. Baba says, then I give you divine intellect. So that your small weakness, you are able to see very big. The elephant, small things he able to see very big. This is his speciality of the eyes. And so, then I am able to see my own speciality also with great respect which is given by Baba and my own weakness. Then there is no depression, there is no fear. It's internally you begin to let go of that. And then Baba says, I give you big stomach, adjusting power to merge everything in and let go. Or digest certain things, you don't have to speak about it. If you vomit, atmosphere will be spoiled. Finish it. And you ride the mouse. What is means? How can elephant sit on a mouse? Rat. But rat, no small, I do know, we do not know where they come. Small mouse come in the house. But they make their way through. And so Maya comes and makes through. So riding it, controlling it, so that it does not come in. So it is Swadarshan Chakra. I am the worshipper, the deity, or I am a deity who is making my own mind dirty, another's mind dirty as well. Then Swadarshan, it will finish with Swachintan. Parchintan will finish. Parachintan, Baba speaking about it. Means thinking about others. They should change. They should not be do. Why are they doing it? How can this happen? Why? So this why? Thinking, we are worrying about what they have to do. And I myself am not able to fulfill even my own weakness. I am thinking of they should change. So they should change is good wishes is a different thing. We want to change the whole world. Baba has given the challenge that you have to do this. So we are transforming the whole world, of course. But with what attitude? With the benevolent vision. With vision that with which Baba sees it, this is what it is to be developing. So, Swachintan, Swadarshan. So, darshan of three types of darshan. Darshan of my own self of soul with soul conscious, or darshan of myself in the soul world, or Prabhu darshan. All the time, I am having the vision or keeping Bab Dada in front of me or my future perfect state in front of me. So then these three type of Swadarshan automatically will finish no Pardarshan and Parchintan. Then, of course, we can transform myself and others. And this is Baba has given the task by Shubh Chintan and being Shubh Chintak. Having pure feelings, elevated feelings, and also giving very powerful, benevolent thought for others. So auspicious way, a kind Baba says, your mind becomes so powerful that even with vibrations, your good wishes give power to others, change others. And this is what Mama and Baba did. This is what Dadis practically did. And then automatically, because the heart is pure and they don't keep our weaknesses in front of us, they themselves come and tell. We used to tell our whatever mistake we made, not with fear, but with this feeling. I tell Baba it will go away. You share with Dadis, heaviness is gone. They take away their presence as well. Or also was beautiful experience. You think of many things and we'll talk to Baba this, we'll tell Mama this. When you go in front of them, it is just like the light dispels the darkness. So you can't even remember what you wanted to ask. And so it was the power of their good wishes. So what was the magic? Because that is forgotten, and Baba's power we are able to get that. Which weakness is removed at that time, but still we have to work if I have not worked on myself. But at that time was like, that power was so much that it is not at, my mind is free. So I can take this power from Baba. Otherwise, if we are speaking to the one who are lighthouses, might houses, they are answering and I am creating one question more. I am not able to get this. So I have to need checking and changing myself, for myself good wishes as well. And with that awareness, we can have this experience of good wishes from others and for others as well. Then no excuses. No. But is also the meaning of it clips our wings. Excuses also clip our wings and we cannot fly. So Baba says that instead of thinking about waste, paropkar, be the benevolent being. And that is possible by having good wishes, but pure feelings. Otherwise, good wishes do not work. Because sometimes we are not able to manage with each other, or not able to accept, or internally we are little bit disheartened. And then say, I have good wishes for him. I have good wishes. The way I think and the way I speak itself is very clear. There's not pure vibrations in it. How can my good wishes will reach? So para upkar, the benevolent feelings. And also another proverb is in Hindi, neki kar darya mein dal. Do good, but forget it. And Hindi it is, do very much good, but throw in the ocean. So, give it to, let it go. Don't think of you that you have given a good power. You give only when you are connected with Baba. Otherwise, excuses for the self and excuses for others. But it is, excuse yourself and forgive others. Benevolent being, then the soul is able to make itself free. So today's lesson is very powerful. Simple words, but deep meaning as ever, every time we hear Baba's versions. Once again, those who are getting Rakhi tied and have Rakhi tied, Baba has given us this thread again to be keeping all the time. In our mind, in our heart, in our actions. So greetings of Raksha Bandhan. Om Shanti.